quite frankly, some of these are answered in the CBR. Reason for selling.
Yeah.
There's literally a section that says reason for selling.
Right. Yeah.
And it's generally not too long. Retirement.
Yeah. Right.
If you were to read it, you would see that the owner's 82 years old.
And they're wanting to retire already?
Exactly. got a good 18 years left in you. What are you moving on to, right? Like, so, you know, do they own the office building? Also addressed in the CBR.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Cavanaugh, joined as always by the president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Not going to ask you about the coffee, but I mean, if you want to the coffee, that's fine.
You got your gold star. I think we can move on from that.
All right, we're off the coffee. You know, something that you really like when I do is I just hit you with a cold email right here in this podcast.
I thought you were going to say sports analogy.
Oh, I'll hit you with a sports analogy, too. No, you really enjoy when I hit you with a cold email, and it's been a while since I've done this, so I haven't prepped you on this, so I'm just going to
hit me cold.
I'm going to hit you cold, and I would like to get your response to this, but let me lead in with the background.
Okay.
About 2.5 weeks ago, got an inquiry on a listing that we have, and so I respond with my normal, don't see in our database, I need you to fill out this non-disclosure so we can ensure the information we share with you is safeguarded and protected. Didn't hear back, so set for a 3-day follow-up of a, hey, still would love to talk to you about this business, but need that NDA back so that we make sure we're appropriately safeguarding the information that,
you know,
that you understand the rules in which you're playing by.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hear back, so this person goes into my got an NDA, never heard from them again file.
Okay.
And then
Which is getting big. Yeah.
So then, out of the blue, got the NDA returned. So I send them the CBR and cash flow. And then a few days later, followed up, hey, just wanted to check in, see if you have any questions on that CBR and cash flow. Can we set up a call? Can I answer any questions for you? Hey, is this one not fit? If it doesn't fit, that's fine. And then don't hear back. And then about a week later, I get an inquiry from Christy, our office manager, that says, buyer, your NDA, please contact.
Okay.
So send a guy an email.
This is the same guy?
Same guy.
Okay.
Yeah, same guy. Hey, just FYI, the one you inquired on today is the same one that I sent you 2 weeks ago. So I get this back today.
Oh, boy.
Good afternoon, Andy. Pardon my delayed response. Thank you for the follow-up on the opportunity details. We're interested. Please kindly assist with the following requests. Clarification of type. Type of license through the state, detailed P&Ls 2019 through 2023, end of May, and balance sheet, along with a list of any add-backs with explanations, if any, and matching tax returns, reason for the company margins being at approximately 10%, detailed breakdown of the company's referral sources by percentage, example, 10% word of mouth, 10% Google, breakdown of payer types, average company cost of rate and reimbursement rates, average pay for employees, list of owner and their roles, work schedules, and compensations. Please be detailed. Are the owners willing to stay on board for up to 6 months in the same roles post-acquisition to assist with post-integration and training? List any family members working in the company, their roles, and their compensation. Reason for selling? Do the sellers own the office building where the company operates? Any other details on hierarchy, how the company secures its contracts, locates its clients, census, number of employees, etc., etc.?
Wow.
Upon receipt, we may have additional follow-ups.
So, this is exciting. You jump right on the phone, ask for that information.
This is the equivalent of bringing your parents to the first date along with a ring.
So, oh, that's good.
Your thoughts.
How long did it take you before you put that in the trash file?
Well,
I know you don't do that.
I'll respond,
and
you know, just I'll have a response. But And well, I may send a few pieces of the, you know, a few of these questions are legitimate. They're fine if you want to evaluate a little bit more.
But I think the, you know, some of the questions are legitimate, but we haven't even talked to the seller yet, right?
No, there's
been no interview with the seller.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't send anything without having a conversation with the seller. Like, why are we, I mean, we don't want to waste the seller's time, but I would be on the phone having a discussion with the buyer and saying, okay, this is not going the right way. We have a process here. You haven't even talked to the seller to and some of this information comes out with just having an interview and then having maybe some follow-up questions.
I mean,
what are you doing? Do we need to have a discussion about
role? And so one thing I've added to my process since the IBBA conference picked up a great suggestion is I host a Zoom call that I record with the seller.
Good. I like that.
And if you'll fill time, I will go through here and I will count the number of these questions that are answered in that 7-minute interview. So I don't know if you want to sing a song, if you want. So look, detailed P&Ls we can get. If that's important, that's fine. The list of ad backs, okay, I guess. Same with tax returns. I would say probably half of these questions have already been answered in that video. It goes a little bit more. And quite frankly, some of these are answered in the CBR. Reason for selling.
Yeah.
There's literally a section that says reason for selling.
Right. Yeah.
And it's generally not too long. Retirement.
Yeah. Right.
If you were to read it, you would see that the owner's 82 years old.
And they're wanting to retire already?
Yeah. Exactly. got a good 18 years left in you. What are you moving on to, right? Like, so, you know, do they own the office building? Also addressed in the CBR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so family members working in the company. Maybe, you know, we typically flesh that out in the CBR. If there are family members. If not.
And relevant.
You know, so fine. Fair question.
You can ask. Easy in a conversation or an interview with the seller.
I see both sides of this. I see your side of, hey, look, we need to have a conversation with the seller. But I also don't necessarily want to bring the seller into a conversation, answer all of these questions, and then the answer be, "Yeah, we're not interested," right? So right, I think part of our role is to ensure that the seller is appropriately utilized.
Yeah. I was just going to say our last podcast about buyers competing on deals, right? And in these situations, you've got 10 buyers. And they're all moving forward with the process, and then you've got this guy who's kind of an outlier, then he kind of needs to step in line if he wants to participate. Well, we have basic financial information in the CBR. So generally there's at least enough to get an idea of cash flow, revenue, pricing, right? And if it's in the ballpark, if it seems like a reasonable multiple. Now, we do give people a chance to review some of the basic annual financial information, but a lot of what was on there is really after, you know, in the due diligence period, after an accepted offer. Probably, yeah. I think you're good about, you know, with these frequently asked questions. You come up, we're gonna change the CBR too. If this is a constant question on something that's probably pretty straightforward if we don't have it in the CBR, it may just be a Google license for this industry or something, but we can answer that.
The one that I think is the fairest question, the list of ad backs with explanations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the fairest question that's probably on here at this point.
Yeah.
I think asking for, you know, we've done episodes on ad backs. Ad backs swing it.
Mm-hmm.
They swing the valuation of a business. If you've got something that you're asking $1 million for and we've got a $300,000 SDE, but 70 grand is in some ad backs that are one-time fees or, this is my home improvement project. I put a pool in my house.
Right.
And then the next year I put siding up and then the next year I replace my roof and those are all.
And they want proof of all that.
All of that, right? So I think that if you're trying to get a 3.5 multiple off of you putting a roof on your house or putting a pool at your house, you kind of got your cake there.
Right.
You don't get to eat it, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
I think that's the fairest question. The question that I think is the most unfair, reason for company margins being at approximately 10%. What answer do you think that a seller is going to give? Like, do you think the seller is just going to go, oh, I'm a terrible operator. Well, I am horrible at what I do. That's why I have an underperforming organization. Like, what is this question? Like,
yeah, I mean, it does go back to what the industry norms are, right?
Yeah.
And so if this is also one of those times where in an interview, the seller may say, well, here's how I've run my business. Here's how I've run my books. I'm very generous with salaries. I pay bonuses. I'm happy. And I've had this happen with business owners. Say, I'm happy with the income I make, so I give bonuses. I send people on trips. Do all these things. So it looks like 10% margin, but it's really better than that.
Yeah, or it's one of those things, too, where the allergy that all the sellers have is paying taxes.
Yeah.
And so if they, many of them, to your point, I could either pay taxes on this, or I could send my employees on a trip. I could pay out a bonus. I could do these things, and I'm going to lose this money anyway. I'm going to have to pay these taxes anyway, so I might as well pay over to
be generous.
Pay over to here.
Right.
Well, what other thoughts do you have about this email? I'm just trying to get you to write my response for me.
Yeah. Obviously, we can't sell businesses without buyers. So we have to treat all these folks the same, but we also have to make sure they understand the process so that they can be competitive if they're serious about buying a business. So part of this in our blogs is educating buyers on the process. Don't get over your skis on this, do this too soon in the process, then you're going to miss out.
Do you treat a corporate buyer different than you treat an individual buyer?
I mean, I think there is a difference, sure. And I think we look at corporate buyers, if they have been active in an industry, they have been buying, then most likely we aren't going to be dealing with an SBA lender. They're probably well capitalized. We're still going to be saying, if you're asking that same information as a corporate buyer, I'm going to have the same answer for them. Let's go through step A, B, and C. All right, let's get through that before we go and answer all those questions.
Well, we would love to answer any questions. You can submit your questions through our website. While you're at our website, go check out the blogs. Go back and listen to all the other episodes of the podcast that you haven't listened to, which everybody should be current at this point.
Right.
I believe this is episode number 76. So it's hard to believe we've been doing this for...
It's crazy. And it's still so much fun.
It is. I get the opportunity to talk into this microphone and say the things that I would say to you without the microphones for the world to hear.
Right.
So Casey Apex, go check out our team. Members, go check out the pictures that do not match what these people look like.
The old pictures, the glamour shots.
While you're on our website, go check out our team members. Get in touch with anybody. Bios are out there, contact information. So Doug and I are probably the people you should be working with, but if for some reason you don't like fund brokers...
There are others.
There are others.
Plenty of professionals here.
Plenty of professionals here. As I mentioned, blogs are out there, podcasts are out there, active listings. Any information you're looking at, either whether it's buying or selling a business, feel free to get in touch anytime. And as always, if you're looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.